Oh, hi. Come on in. Of course I know who you are. I certainly wouldn't forget after the hefty fee you paid. Just, are you sure you want to do this? Just, you are sure you want this, though, right? I mean, I'll do anything for that price, but it's going to be permanent. You know that, yeah? And you do know you're not going to enjoy this fetish after I'm done, right? Well, I guess that's the whole point for you. Okay. I can tell you really want this. Let me just tie you up and prepare you for your castration appointment. It's really one of the most fucked up things we've ever agreed to do here at the agency. Especially the way you asked for it. Cutting them off is one thing, but you really want me to crush them into mush? You sure are a freak. No kink shaming or anything, but you must be pretty fucked up to want this. It's okay. Fulfilling fucked up kinks is my whole job, and I know you're going to love this. Even if you're screaming in pain through the whole thing. You're not the first boy I've done this to, you know. It's rare, but I've met a few others like you in years past. Sometimes they've already had their kids. Sometimes they haven't. Sometimes they haven't even had sex yet. That's the one I really don't understand. It's like, have your kinks, but at least give it a try before you get your balls broken, you know? Oh, you're a virgin too. I'm so sorry. No, it's totally okay. I mean, I really don't get why you want to end your sex life before it ever begins. But of course, I'll do it for you just the way you like it. How do those cuffs feel? Nice and tight? Trust me, you'll need them. No matter how much you think you want this now, once I get started squeezing your balls, you're going to start squirming and screaming a lot. A safe word? You want to back out? If you really want one, I'll let you have one. But if you back out early, I'm keeping the money anyway. No take backs. Okay, go ahead, tell me your word. Okay, I got it. So, let me just finish this and there. You're tied down, spread eagle now, and your balls are hanging down pretty far. Bet you feel pretty vulnerable, huh? Your sensitive little testicles all exposed and ready for me to do some pretty mean things to them. Well, I can see you're very excited. So, I'll go get to work then. I'm going to prop you up on the frame and then check out the list you submitted to us. If I recall, you had some very specific requests. Let's see. You wanted me to start with some knees to the balls? Seriously? I don't understand how you can like this. When I was in high school, boys would run away from me if I even threatened that. And now you're paying me for the privilege. Well, whatever you want. Are you ready? There. Sorry, I didn't really wait for an answer. Now that was only 5, but I can tell I got you really good. I could feel your balls crunching against bone. That must have hurt like a motherfucker. I can see you're trying to hunch yourself over, but the frame's holding you up. Do you just want to curl up on the ground? Was that already too much? It's totally natural if you want to give up. When I went for the balls on boys that pissed me off in high school, they'd be begging for mercy after just one hit. Taking all 5 without screaming is actually quite a feat. Seriously, it's only going to get worse from here. Do you want to use your safe word yet? Or are you ready for 5 more? Okay then. For good measure. Okay there. Take a breather, if you can. Looks like you're having a hard time catching your breath. Oh, do your little ballsies hurt? I think I felt something kind of crunch from the last kick. They were already pretty bruised, but I think that is, not fixable. So, yeah, already some permanent damage. Scary, isn't it? We've barely even started. Doesn't that just terrify you? You've literally paid someone to break something inside your balls. And I'm just going to keep going and going, just like you asked. You can stop this anytime you want. But if I don't, you're leaving here with two less testicles than you came in with. No, no, don't apologize. I mean, it's sick, but I'm not judging you here. It's totally okay that you're one of those weird freaks who wants a girl to turn them into a eunuch. It's not normal, but it's okay. Our kinks are part of who we are, no matter how fucked up they are. Now, are you ready for more? It must hurt pretty bad now. Okay, I see you're still enthusiastic somehow. Let me check your request list again. Ah, time for stomping. I'll rotate your frame so I can get a better angle. Oh, one thing. Do you want barefoot or heels? Barefoot will hurt you a lot less and won't leave as much permanent... Oh, of course. I should have known you want the heels. You are... wow. Let me just lace them up real quick. Push you down. And there. Now you're flat on the floor. They're really starting to swell up. How do they feel? A little sore? I bet the cold concrete floors feel really good on them. Now, you didn't give me a number, so I'm just going to keep stomping until... Well, until I feel like stopping. If you're lucky, they might both be intact by the end. But, well, you should prepare for the worst. One or both of them might just go pop. Are you sure you're ready to lose them? Like, really, really sure? Okay, I know you're nodding yes, but it's hard to tell when you're breathing so hard and fast. Come on. I need to know you want this. Say that you want it. Beg me to stomp on your balls as hard as I can with my heels. Okay, sounds like you're still up for it, even through the sobbing. I can tell you're still very enthusiastic. We'll see how long that lasts. Ready for the first stomp? Ooh, I felt my heel go right into the left nut. I must have hit a weak spot from before. How about a few more stomps? Oh, sorry. I swear I didn't mean to stomp lefty again those times. Definitely starting to cause more damage here. Here, let me just even that out. Three for the right ball. Ooh, those were really hard. Maybe too hard. I should probably do two more on the left to even it back out. There. Now it's fair. How are you doing? Starting to feel things set in down there? I could feel my heels digging into your balls. Like actually going inside in a... I mean, that's really not good for your little sperm factories. Most boys at this point would be begging and crying for me to stop. Well, you are crying. But I know you don't want me to stop yet. You really want me to go all the way with this, huh? You want to leave here with two? Ruptured testicles? Of course you do. I'm going to stomp down again. And I've got the right one pinned down now. You feel it, right? The spike of my heel digging right into the core of your nut. If I just twist around, I can. Oh, wow. That was a big one. Things are really getting messed up down there now. Your balls are starting to feel kind of spongy. That's a really bad sign. Or, well, I guess it's a good sign for a guy with a castration fetish. Especially righty. It's in real bad shape. One more big stomp and I think it'll pop. You're ready for it? Stud. Ready for me to take half of your manhood away from you? Forever? Ready to be halfway to being a eunuch? Of course you are. You've probably been dreaming of this for years, jerking off to your sick little fantasies. And now, it's finally happening for real. I'm about to kill one of your balls forever. Say goodbye to it. Oh, you're finally awake. Yeah, it's done. Well, not done. You're not neutered yet. Just, you know, halfway done. Yep. Your right ball's totally mush. Trust me, I made sure when you were passed out. You're wondering why you're covered in cum? You don't remember? Well, that's really a shame. You came all over yourself right after I gave that last stomp. I mean, I think you were basically in shock from the pain, so I'm not surprised you don't remember anything. But yeah, it was like this one big last dying gasp from your popped ball. I swear, you must have squirted a pint of cum. I bet it would have felt amazing. If you'd been awake. Too bad. You really missed out. And that might have been your last time. Oh, I'm certainly not going to jerk you off before I pop your other nut. You do remember you signed up to have both of your testicles ruptured, right? What's that? Sorry, I can't quite hear you. Can you speak up? Oh. Yeah, no, I heard you. No, I didn't forget what it was. I just thought... I mean, I was really hoping you wouldn't use your safe word. I mean, really? Giving up now? We're almost done. Your right ball's totally mush, and your left one's pretty fucked up, too. I don't think you'd be able to have any kids, even if I did let you go right now. Are you sure you want to stop? Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't think I can. You know, let you go early, I mean. I know I said I would, but you're all tied up. And you signed a waiver already. The safe word was really just a discussion. Not like a binding contract, you know? You should see the look on your face right now. I can't believe how surprised you are. Well, if you didn't want to lose your nuts, maybe you shouldn't have signed all that legally binding paperwork. Did having one of your balls popped show you how horrible it is? Did you finally learn why almost no other guy has this weird fucking fetish? Did you decide you do want to know what sex feels like before I neuter you? Well, it doesn't matter. I hate leaving a job half finished, so let me just roll your stand back up against the wall. This way, I can reach down with both my hands and... Oh my God. Can you stop screaming for like one fucking second? You weren't this noisy when I was literally twisting my heel around inside your right ball, and now you're being such a big baby about a little squeezing? Stop begging me to let you keep the last one. It's not gonna happen. Ugh. You are being such a little bitch. Where's my gag? There. That'll shut you up. Now stop crying. It'll be over in a second. Well, maybe more than a second. You did request I take my sweet time on your last testicle. And you wanted me to use my hands, right?
Oh,
this is going to be so fun. Okay, I've got my hands wrapped around your ball sack now. I can feel what used to be your right ball sloshing around in there. I can't wait for its brother to meet the same end. I'm just going to press my thumbs in hard. Hey, don't look away from me. Look into my eyes. This is what you wanted. It's what you've always wanted, to finally be nutless, sexless, eunuch. You were never really a man, were you? This was always going to be the end for you. The whole first phase of your life has just been waiting for this moment. You weren't a man. You were just a pre-eunuch. And now you're finally moving on from that phase onto a new life. One with a lot less distraction between your legs. Just one more push. Are you ready? Here it goes. Try to stay awake for this. Sir, are you awake yet? Here, let me undo your cuffs. We've been waiting for quite a while. The ambulance is outside already, but before you head out to the hospital, I want to chat and make sure I did everything you were expecting. See what I can do to better the next time. I mean, not next time with you, of course, but like other clients. All the specifics, the kicking, the kneeing, the heel twists, and the thumbs through your last ball, all match up with your requests. I even ignored your safe word just like you asked. The fake one, anyway. I didn't break character too much, did I? I was worried I sounded kind of fake. We can't really redo it, but if I did... Oh, okay, good. I was worried. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Your acting was great, though. I was almost convinced that you were actually regretting signing up for this. Anyway, I'll bring a wheelchair over and we'll get you over to the hospital so the nurses can finish removing what's left down there. Thank you for your business. And if you have any friends with any extreme kinks, make sure to give them our number. You know we'll do anything for our clients.